A Confederacy of Dunces by John Kennedy Toole. Continued.
Disc 5.
Ignatius, trailing unwound film, hustled to the door and entered the office. The two women were stonily displaying the back of the stained sheet to a confused Mr. Gonzalez. Their eyes closed, the choir members were chanting compulsively, lost in their melody. Ignatius pushed through the battalion loitering benignly on the fringes of the scene toward the desk of the office manager. Miss Trixie saw him and asked,
"What's happening, Gloria? What are all the factory people doing in here?"
"Run while you're able, Miss Trixie," he told her with great seriousness. "Oh, Jesus, you give me peace when you're keeping away them police."
"I can't hear you,"
Miss Trixie cried, grabbing his arm.
"Is this a minstrel show?"
"Go dangle your withered parts over the toilet,"
Ignatius screamed savagely. Miss Trixie shuffled away.
"Well?"
Ignatius asked Mr. Gonzalez, rearranging the two ladies so that the office manager could see the lettering on the other side of the sheet.
"What does this mean?"
Mr. Gonzalez asked, reading the banner.
"Do you refuse to help these people?"
"Help them?"
the office manager asked in a frightened voice.
"What are you talking about, Mr. Riley?"
"I am talking about the sin against society of which you are guilty."
"What?"
Mr. Gonzalez's lower lip quivered.
"Attack!" Ignatius cried to the battalion. "This man is totally without charity."
"You ain't give him a chance to say nothing,"
observed one of the discontented women holding the sheet.
"You let Mr. Gonzalez talk."
"Attack! Attack!"
Ignatius cried again, even more furiously. His blue and yellow eyes protruded and flashed. Someone half-heartedly whizzed a bicycle chain over the top of the file cabinets and knocked the bean plants to the floor.
"Now look what you've done," Ignatius said. "Who told you to knock those plants over?"
"You say attack,"
the owner of the bicycle chain answered.
"Stop that at once!"
Ignatius bellowed at a man who was apathetically making a vertical slash in the Department of Research and Reference, I. Riley Custodian sign with a penknife.
"What do you people think you're doing?"
"Hey, you say a tag,"
several voices answered.
"In this lonesome place, you give me grace, giving your light through the long night. Oh, Jesus, you're hearing my woe, and I never gonna let you go."
"Stop that awful song,"
Ignatius shouted at the choir.
"Never has such egregious blasphemy fallen upon my ears."
The choir ceased its singing and looked hurt.